Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. Today I want to talk about the importance of the energy behind our everyday choices. I'm using the word choice because for me, when I hear the word choice, I think of action, right? It's not about a thought. We all have negative thoughts sometimes. We consider whether or not, do we pick up the phone for this person? Do we answer that email now? Or are we going to do it later? You know, I really want to keep in mind the action and our free will. Every time we make a choice on the level of action, there's an energy, there's an intention, there's an energy behind it. For instance, if you have a friend who needs your help, you've been really tapped out at work, at home, you're just exhausted, and you know that by saying yes to something, you will be not taking care of yourself, right? But you might say yes because you have this feeling of obligation, because your friend's been there for you, you know she needs your help. This is just one example, okay, of zillions of them, of course. But that decision to do something out of obligation rather than the feeling like, oh, I love my friend so much and I want to be there for her, okay? You can have the same result. You can say yes, but if you say yes out of obligation, knowing that, you know, you're ultimately going to be resentful or whatever, or if you're saying yes because, you know, somehow you'll figure it out and you love your friend so much, like, there's a specific energy but behind that action that you take, right? It's not really about the yes or the no. It's about the energy behind it. It's about that intention. And every time we make a decision in our lives, we are creating energy. We are creating more of whatever that energy is. For instance, if you say yes in that specific situation, if you say yes out of obligation, you are expanding obligation in your life. You are actually inviting more situations where you will be inclined to do things out of obligation. I know that, I don't know how that resonates for you, but it's true. This energy, if we say no to protect our personal time, to take care of ourselves, and again, this is just one example, and it depends on the exact circumstance and what's going on in each of our lives. Of course, everything is unique and circumstantial, but it's that energy behind the choice that is significant. And the more we become aware of the energy behind our actions, the more empowered we become, because we can realize, oh my gosh, I did that out of obligation. This is something I realized about myself. I've done things not as much out of obligation, but just sort of identifying as someone who you know, I'm the caretaker, right? I have to be there for everyone, and that is something I do identify with, and that's, you know, obliquely related. You know, we can also label ourselves like, oh, I am, you know, I'm the workaholic, so I'm going to say no, or I am the giver, so I'm, you know, we can identify ourselves as certain, you know, as having certain qualities, which is also BS, because we are everything, right? We sometimes are, and quite often, probably most of the time, we become programmed, you know, by what we hear about ourselves, what our life experiences happen to be. They sort of reinforce or defy those ideas, and then they shift, you know, going along with our life experience. We tend to create what we are comfortable with, even uncomfortably comfortable with. We get used to these patterns. So it's really about staying awake, staying aware, staying conscious in those real life situations. As something comes up, do you open your mouth? Do you speak up? Are you silent? And are you silent because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings? Are you silent because you're afraid of the response, because you might not be liked? Are you afraid because you work with this person? It's your boss. Whatever the situation is, there's always an energy. And that energy is something that knowing, that being aware of, is can really allow us to heal, to unprogram and unlearn a lot of things. You know, it can allow us to shed these false ideas about ourselves, or ideas about how we are supposed to behave, rather than tapping in and putting ourselves first. Ultimately, as we heal ourselves, as we tap into who we truly are at a soul level, we unlock healing in countless other people because of this ripple effect. So if at any moment you feel, and I'm not saying to never, not to do something out of obligation, there are specific circumstances, but trust yourself. Just be aware that when you're making a decision, you're creating energy. You're creating this karma, this energy. Karma is something that the word is actually misused a lot. It's this energy of intention. So if you do something with a really positive energy behind it and the whole thing is a disaster, that energy of intention is still there. Now, again, I'm not getting into specific details. It's not really about the specific situation because each of us encounters countless decisions every day, right? And just being aware and realizing that if you do resort to and you begin to notice, oh my gosh, I did that. I picked that up just because I felt like I had to. Well, did you really have to? And I'm not trying to judge you for that in any way. But it's this awareness, this increased consciousness is power, man. It's so powerful and it's so liberating as we begin to shed these ideas about ourselves, these energies that are holding us back from living in alignment with who we truly are at soul level, which is, our divine gifts. Each of us has divine gifts, a divine nature. We were created, I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about a soul level, okay? These words are, for me, interchangeable. And if there's judgment upon hearing that, that's cool too, you know? Maybe this is not your vibe. But from my truth, from my point of view, the word source, universe, God, is really, it's so personal. And it's really what I'm talking about is in this 3D life, in our life experience, we're creating energy. I do believe that that energy is coming from source, universe, God, and that those words are interchangeable. I'm not going to delete that because this is Heart First with Jess King, and that's my truth. I feel like that's also another trigger that a lot of people, myself included in the past, have had is this sort of, I think because, you know, this idea of a higher power can be, you know, religion, obviously so many awful things and so many beautiful things have happened and are happening because of it all the time. We can be attracted or triggered by certain words. But the point is, our everyday actions in life are creating energy. We have free will. And as we notice things about ourselves, we are able to shift our behavior on the level of choice, on the level of free will. I'm not saying that it's easy in the moment, but it's incredibly satisfying and freeing when we align with who we truly are rather than how we deem how we're supposed to be or how we feel we're meant to behave rather than how we want to behave, you know? It's not often that you hear adults ask, you know, what do you want? There's a lot of programming that has happened that has to do with how we're supposed to live our lives, what deems a person successful, there are a lot of rules. And I guess what I'm saying is I believe it's individual. And each of us, there's no right or wrong. It's what works for any given individual. And the greater, the more we are aware of who we are at a soul level, and the more we embrace that, the more we free ourselves from the BS, from the negativity, and the more we allow ourselves to be, because it's not, otherwise we're just not fulfilled, you know? And I don't know. That's why I created this podcast. I believe you deserve it. You're worthy. I am worthy. We are all worthy. And I'm here to be as supportive as possible. And yeah, energy. Everything is energy. Our actions are energy. And I'm not trying to make it, again, not trying to be dramatic about this. And if you've, no matter how many things you've done out of an energy that was holding you back, it's never too late to shift. Absolutely, you're right on time whenever that moment is. And you are beautiful, you are divine, you are capable, and you are worthy. And And maybe you're listening to this for a reason. That is my hope. And with that, I will sign off. Have a beautiful day or night, whatever this is, wherever this finds you. And just, yeah, be conscious of your energy and your actions. And that will liberate you in such a glorious way. And that is my hope for you. Okay, until next time. See you soon. Bye.